Canton's Morning News with Pam Cook continues now.
Well, this morning, the Malone University Board of Trustees unanimously appointed Dr. Gregory Miller as the 14th president of the university, and we have him with us this morning on our WHBC Newsline. We want to welcome him in. Good morning, Dr. Miller. How are you?
I'm doing great, Pam. Thanks for having me.
Oh, congratulations. Glad to have you this morning. So let's talk a little bit about this new position for you. I know that listeners are probably saying, okay, so tell us a little bit about him. Give us the background, where you have been, and I know, but maybe they need to know.
Well, I'm not originally from Northeastern Ohio. I'm actually a native of Western South Dakota. I did my PhD in Boston at Boston University and taught 9 years at a college outside of Philadelphia when in 2000, my wife and I had the opportunity to move our family, three young boys at that time, to Canton to teach at Malone. And so Canton and Malone has been my home, my family, since 2000. And I serve primarily as a professor in the history department here and thought I would never do anything other than be a college prof. But increasingly over the last 7 years especially, had a real sense of calling to do this kind of administrative work and have served the university in a number of different roles in the last 7 years. And most recently, as university provost, which is the vice president responsible for all of academic affairs and athletics. So I've had an opportunity to, I know the place inside and out. This is my family. This is my community. And I'm so excited to serve in this new role.
Yeah, and we should say also that you are succeeding Dr. David King, who's retiring from Malone at the end of the academic year. And you know, he had a vision, and so you have a vision. Tell us a little bit about what yours might be. You know, what kinds of things are you seeing as your priorities?
Well, I will be building on the good work of Dr. King, who has done a great job here in the community. Everywhere I go, people speak so highly of him and his openness and warmth. We'll be building on that legacy to double down on our commitment here to Canton and the region in terms of service. The mission of Malone University is a really good one. It's a distinctive mission as a Christian institution to serve the community and prepare our students to serve. We are the only Evangelical Christian College in all of Northeastern Ohio. So we have a population base of 4.5 million people, and we are the only college of our kind. In addition to just reaffirming our Christian identity, our commitment to service, one of the things that will be most important to me here in the next couple of years are issues of student affordability. One of the challenges that higher ed faces right now, growing concern among lots of our families about the cost of college education and its value. And so we will be spending quite a bit of time and energy here over this next year to addressing specifically that question of making a private college like Malone here as affordable as possible for our families.
And, you know, as somebody who's lived in this area for more than 30 years, and we all know Malone, and it is, you know, part of this fabric of this community. How do you get the message out to outside of Northeast Ohio to other places where you can bring the folks who would genuinely be interested in an education at Malone? How do you go out there and get those folks?
Well, partly this is building upon some of our strengths. Our programmatic strengths that we have here. We have a couple of programs that really do have national reach. They are marquee programs for us. We draw students from across the country. And so it is, again, building on those strengths. So just give you two examples, Pam, one of which is we have a national class counseling program here. As you might expect, this would be a strength of Malone in terms of service. And it is the single largest program that we have on our campus in terms of the number of students we have in our master's program in counseling. We'll be building on that with some innovative programming that is in the area of certificates in trauma counseling, chemical addiction counseling, building an accelerated pipeline from a traditional undergraduate degree in psychology into the master's program of counseling. We'll be able to advertise and draw students from across the country as we build on that programmatic strength. And then a second one, maybe not as well known to your listeners, and that is we have a national class program in zoo and wildlife biology. Students come from all over the country to study. We'll be building upon this. And they go out, actually, across the country as well, serving in zoos and nature centers. It's a real strength of ours. And it might sound a little strange for us in northeastern Ohio, but we have students that come here to Malone to study marine biology because of the great partnerships that we have specifically down in Florida.
Yeah, I remember talking to one of the students when that first came about, and they are genuinely excited about that program because, you know, something that you can't find in a lot of different places. I would imagine that the pandemic has changed things for you as well, as far as, you know, trying to come up with curriculum and things like that. There's probably some new things out there.
Right. And it's the curriculum continues to develop in the areas that I've mentioned here. I think one of the things that the pandemic has helped us to do is to accelerate our progress in the use of technology in terms of delivering that curriculum. So our faculty have become quite adept at various kinds of online education, not just a kind of traditional where you have a class taught where the content is online, but our ability to use video conferencing, bringing students into our classrooms via video conferencing to, in effect, be right beside the students that are there in person has enabled us to expand our reach to serve students far beyond the traditional borders of our campus. And we've become really good at this. In fact, this winter, we're so good that we decided that we would eliminate traditional snow days. And so this last week, we did not have snow days on Thursday and Friday, but we had remote days, and we were able to pivot the entire campus to remote instruction so that we could keep people safe and warm and snug in their homes. So that skill, our ability to do that, was certainly impacted by the pandemic. It's one of the positive outcomes of what has been a real challenge for our entire country.
Were there loud boos coming from all over? Maybe, right? Yes.
Some people probably are like, you're kidding me, right? I have to go to class?
Yeah, exactly. Well, we wish you the best, and I know we'll be talking a lot down the road, and I appreciate you coming on this morning. Thank you so much.
Well, you're very welcome, Pam. It's great to be here, and thanks for you and WHBC's support for Malone University, and thanks for helping us get the word out.
All right, we'll talk soon.
All right, bye now.
Canton's Morning News with Pam Cook.
If you missed one of our guests, get the podcast now or anytime at WHBC.com.